Jay Monche, and we're on the fly out at Kid Venture. It's kind of exciting. It's the first time we've done our show out here. We've been to the Air Academy, which we're also featuring in this hour, but we have never done Kid Venture. And Dan Mica, the EA director that runs Kid Venture, is joining me. Hello, Dan.
Hello. Glad you guys came out here. This is the hottest place on the grounds for kids. We've got 20,000 square feet under roof here, and we have about 30 different activities for kids. Everything from learning to rivet to taking apart engines to learning all kind of pilot skills, flying simulators, flying helicopter simulators. We've got something for all ages, and we encourage families to come out here.
It's excellent. Tell us how this started, when it started, first of all, and then how it started and how it's grown over the years.
Okay, well, in 1997, Tom Polberesny asked me to come up with some ideas for how families could enjoy Air Venture, how they could spend more time here where they don't have to leave the kids at grandma's and just stay for a day, and also to repopulate the species of aviation enthusiasts. So we did some beta testing in 97 and 98, and we came up with some ideas. And then in 1999, we had our first Kid Venture. This is the 18th Kid Venture right now. We started with 50 volunteers, and we expected 500 kids to show up, and 2,000 showed up the first year.
Wow.
And now now we have 450 volunteers, and we have those volunteers putting in about 15,000 volunteer hours during the week for about 20,000 kids and parents to enjoy Kid Venture.
Now, one of the distinctive things about Kid Venture here on the EA grounds is the red shirts.
Right. We do this. It's actually a uniform because we want parents to know that the people that their child is interacting with is actually a member of Kid Venture who has been vetted and is actually supposed to be there and not somebody that just walked off of a bus. So we are in uniform. And it serves a lot of purposes because our volunteers, they wear these shirts to their local chapter meetings and their local fly-ins and things like that, and they become walking billboards for EAA and Kid Venture and things like that. It's a good way to publicize it.
Yeah, it's great. So tell us how people get here to Kid Venture, first of all, mm-hmm. and then just lay out a kind of a map, a groundwork of what you've got going on here.
Okay, Kid Venture is located at Pioneer Air Park, which is right behind the museum, just east of the museum. And we've got about 5 acres here. We have three main hangars with 20,000 square feet. And we have activities in the Whitman hangar. We have an area for younger kids where they can make balsa gliders and fly those. We have Levi's helicopter simulator that his dad produced. And we have a full-size replica of a Mercury 7 space capsule that the kids can actually get in, flip the switches, and the whole command structure of, like, Cape Canaveral back then. That was Cape Canaveral. And behind me here, we have 12,000 square feet, and we have 8 what we call future A&P activities. This is learning to shape a propeller, learning to rivet, learning to take an engine apart, put it back together. We have Cleveland brakes. We have rib building. All of these activities are free. And we have corporations like Sikorsky, UTC Aero, Vans Aircraft, Hartzell Propeller, all supporting us in the booth activities. And when the kids complete those 8 A&P, future A&P booths, they actually get to choose their own tool set. And it's something that they've earned. It's their tool set. It's not dad's or mom's. It's theirs. Then when we have 8 or 10 booths here where they can do all kind of pilot stuff. They can fly a Redbird simulator. They can learn about weather, navigation. They have the FAA in here. And when they complete those booths, they get a flight bag that they can have to take their laptop or something to school. And then we have a full-size B-25 nose section that you'll hear about later. With some kids from Colorado built this from Chapter 43, and they bring it here, and the kids actually first learn the missions, pilot, co-pilot, navigator, bombardier, and then they go inside this mat. It's a full-size B-25 nose. And they go inside there, and then they fly a mission, and the whole thing vibrates and makes noise, and it's really spectacular. The fact that the kids built it with the local chapter over a multi-year period. And then we have our space shuttle bus, and they can learn all about flight outside of the atmosphere, and they have little simulated Mars landings there, and they can do. We have just a host of activities for all sorts of different ranges of ages.
Now, you were telling me the other day when we were talking that all age ranges are represented here, all the way down to, say, 3 or 4 years old. You have, balsa models? Is that what it is?
Yeah, we have balsa models that they can color, and then they can fly them. We've got kids. It was funny you mentioned that. One of my volunteers just had a baby girl about 7 weeks ago, and she came with her mom, and mom's volunteering. So we put on there, this is our youngest Kid Venture volunteer, and we made her a name badge, and she's in the little stroller and stuff like that. But we have things for all ages, because when a family comes, it's more than just a certain age group. They probably have kids that are 14, 15, all the way down, you know, to 6 or 7. Our target audience really is about the 8 to 13 year. They would get the most out of it, but we certainly have things for all activities. And we have some little F-14 pedal planes that are running around here that for the really, really little kids to get in.
That's fun. You also have support stuff out here, typical of any venue here. At Air Venture, you have food concessions, you have anything anybody would need.
Oh, yeah. We have all the facilities. We've got the museum across the way. We have a nice concession stand with kid-friendly meals. And it's just a nice five-acre place. We've got outside there, we've got electric RC airplane flying, and we have control line flying where the kids can fly them around in circles.
So you have an instructor staff?
Oh, yeah. We have instructors for each of those. And what we try to do is it's more than you can do in a day. So we have many people that actually come for multiple days and enjoy us. People like Levi here. He helps run the helicopter simulator booth. And do you want to tell us how a helicopter simulator booth works?
First, let's talk to Levi about how long you've been coming here.
I've been coming to the EAA Air Show for 12 years now.
Wow, that's a long time. How are you now? How old are you now?
I'm 18 years old.
Okay. So you've been here a long time. When did you start volunteering in KidVenture?
I started volunteering about 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay. And what do you primarily do here as a volunteer?
Well, pre-air show, I would help set up KidVenture. And during the week, I would help, I would instruct the helichair. I would teach kids how to hover the helicopter.
Now, that's what we're going to talk about, right, Dan? We're going to talk about the helichair, you call it.
Right. David Zimmer, Levi's dad, developed this helichair, and it's... You sit in it, and you have the same controls that a real helicopter has, and you control the cyclic and the pitch and with a stick. And then in front of you is a drone in a cage going up and down, responding to your commands. So what you're inputting into the controls is what the drone is doing, just like if you were flying a real helicopter. So it's a great simulator for real helicopter pilots, and David and Levi and the whole crew of his family are over there, and they instruct the kids on how to do this.
And do any of those people actually have helicopter flying experience or helicopter instructors?
I do.
You do?
I have flown 30 minutes in a Robinson 22 helicopter.
Okay. Well, then you at least have the basics down, and you can show that to the kids, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's a lot harder than you think to fly a real helicopter. I have a little bit of time in an A-Star, and they're really touchy.
Is this pretty representative of that?
Actually, some helicopter pilots can't fly our simulator. They sit in it.
So you got to be a kid to fly it, in other words.
Yes.
Yeah. That's like a lot of adults couldn't play these modern video games either, but, you know, it is what it is, right? It's the future. So that is a very cool thing. And then in a few minutes, we're going to come back and we're going to also talk to some guys from that Colorado chapter.
Chapter 43, that did the
B-25. So J-Mont G on the fly at KidVenture. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to EAA Radio.